Shame in Our Game, the podcast that cares. I still go back to it. How your life feels, not looks. Still the same thing. Oh, I'm Lacey. You're a little flustered co-host today with Sarah, our giggling co-host at my flusteredness. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. Oh, my gosh. I just said
oh, you will hear more Violet in the background. She's currently having the time of her life watching Miss Rachel.
Hi, Sarah.
Hey, welcome yourself. That's fine.
No, it's just I keep getting older. Like, I talk to myself. Like, now I'm, like, saying hi to myself. I talk to birds. Like, I'm just leaning into this older age. Consider me your elder. I'm good with that.
Do you actually want to say yes?
Oh, hi, Lacey.
Some, like, housekeeping stuff, maybe, that we'll start to talk about and address. We are rebranding the Joyful Support Movement to Practical Hug, which feels so good. I wrote about it in our newsletter. The newsletter is called The Practical Hug. And just the more that Sarah and I have said that, the more that we've just fallen in love with that name, and the more that we want to be very clear that what we are offering is practical and emotional support. And so the Practical Hug, that feels like it says exactly what we want.
Yes. When you came up with the name for that newsletter, I was so excited. And yeah, when this all came about, I was just like, oh yeah, this all feels, it just feels right. It just feels right.
We will be the Practical Hug Network. But the good news is Joyful Support still exists. It's one of our tools. And we're actually going to talk about the Joyful Support tool today and the exciting first event we've ever done.
Yes, I mentioned in a previous newsletter that I did an in-person joy circle, which is doing the joyful support steps, which we will go into a little bit more, and doing them in a group environment. Because there's no wrong way to do this, but there is a little bit of magic when you bring people together with the same intention. You've seen that in all areas of your life, whatever activity it is. There's just something you can't put your finger on. Oh my gosh, yes. I was so excited to introduce the tool to more people and to do it in person and just see how people relaxed and unfolded and what they took away. It was beautiful.
Not that I didn't think you would have people, but you had 8 participants, which in person in the middle of January feels like a lot to me. End of January.
Yes, it was 10 total with me and the owner of the place where we hosted it, Jillian. Shout out Petal and Hive, all natural beauty products. 10 of us together. It was so perfect. And yeah, same thing. I thought it's cold, it's dark, people just want to get home. But no, everyone showed up early and was excited. And I was nervous. I was going to be sitting there staring at the wall. But I trusted that everyone who needed to show up would show up. And that's what happened.
So real quick, we'll go through the joyful support steps. Quick origin, joyful support origin story. This is from Sarah and I's relationship in our partnership. We kind of figured out how our two life experiences and businesses came together and came up with this practice that we essentially kind of did together anyway. We do it back and forth to each other regularly. We start most of our meetings this way now, where we do these steps just because they're very grounding and they're very rooted in action and reflection at the same time. So this is where our story joy step concept comes from. So the first step is story. So like, what's going on? Now, this can be a big story like your life, but it can just be right now, this stupid thing just happened and that's where my brain is at. So you can really make it big or small. Totally up to you. Joy, any joy, gratitude, happiness, nugget of something that is bringing you that good feeling within. And then step. And again, the smallest of steps, the biggest of steps, whatever you need in that moment, it doesn't have to be related to your story. It doesn't have to be related to your joy. They can all be different. But the idea here is you're kind of defining where you are. You're getting some joy fuel to move forward. And then you're figuring out that step to move forward. And we found it to be a really powerful tool.
I get excited just hearing you talk about that because it has helped me so much. So when you talk about it, my body is, yes, let's do it right now. What I love is I've been in therapy since, oh my gosh, 40, 30, I don't know. Let's just go with 3 decades. What I found was the therapist that I work with that gave me tools to put in my toolbox, those were the ones that felt the most impactful. It's one thing to just to talk about it, what you do with your therapist is your story, but then to have that tool. So I love that this is like a tool that you can always have with you. It's accessible, it's easy, it's helpful. And like you said, it is pausing to reflect and then also action-based, right? So it's not all one or the other. I'm so excited for people to use this tool.
I've said this before. I've used this in my parenting. When I'm like sitting with my kid and I know they need something from me and I don't know what to do, I've used these things of like, all right, well, are you ready to talk about what's going on? No. Okay. Well, then let's think of something that we'll come back to that one. Let's think of something that makes us happy and, you know, or joy. And it's been a really good way to kind of structure, especially those like moments after a big meltdown or whatnot, because it kind of helps them like ground themselves in that stuff too. And let me just say, Sarah and I are not
cult leaders.
We're not that. We're not psychological researchers or anything like that. And we're basing this in our own practice, in our own lives. And I can find elements of this in a lot of different things. Like one of my favorite self-help writers, her name is Britt Frank. And one of the things she talks about are micro yeses. What are the smallest little thing that you can say yes to? And I'm like, yeah, that's the step. So this isn't necessarily anything groundbreaking or new. We know that. But what it is it's putting it in this nice little box that you can then access quickly and know what to do next. I just had an idea. What if you did the joyful support steps about your event? Ooh. So tell us the story of the event, like kind of how it went and how it was feeling, some joy from it. And then I know you have some steps that you are thinking about moving forward because this was our first time doing it was yours. You did everything. It was your first time doing it, all that stuff.
That's a great idea. Thank you for that invitation. So the story is it was beautiful. There were people I knew and people I didn't know. People brought friends. That was just beautiful. And the space we held it in, I was proud of myself for doing something I'd never done before in hopes that it would help others. That's part of my story. And then there's more to the story, which is I also did not walk away feeling as good as I thought I would feel. And it wasn't a bad feeling. I think I was really hoping for that, like, I'm going to Disneyland feeling of just top of the mountain, which I later was able to break down. I was really in administrative mode. That was keeping me from really being in the moment because I was very much looking at the time and guiding people and like thinking about the setup and the breakdown. So that's okay. But that is part of the story and that is part of the truth. All of that is the story. And then the joy of the event was how much afterwards or during people were connected. There was a part where people could invite for input for this thing that doesn't feel good in my life. I'm open to suggestions. And then people got to say what I've done or what I know about. And the level of collaboration and encouragement, and it was so beautiful. I could have cried. I probably did cry, honestly. It was just so beautiful. And then the feedback this is a lot of joy. And then the feedback that I kept getting, either right after the event or text messages or just the feedback that I kept getting from people of just, yes, I need more of this. This felt so good. That all felt just so beautiful. And then my steps are, first I'm changing the format a little bit. I had everyone do the steps like all together like this. And I think next time I'm actually going to invite everyone to do their story and we'll focus on story as a group and then we'll focus on joy as a group. And then I'm also sending out a survey to the people who attended because I want to know what really resonated with them, what lit them up. And I also want to know what could be improved. Like I want to refine this experience. So I'm going to be open to feedback. And I already scheduled my next one, which if you're in the Saratoga Springs, Albany Capital Region, next one is the last Wednesday of February. And stay tuned. I'm trying to schedule a morning one that will be held in a woman-owned coffee shop. But I don't have details on that one yet.
I'm over here cheesing, smiling. I want to kind of take a step back because these in-person events and what we envisioned for what we now call joy circles or week meetings that we thought about doing online, and we will do them online eventually. It made more sense to start with Sarah in person and that kind of stuff. We were actually really inspired a lot by AA, Alcoholics Anonymous, and the idea of like people being able to show up and share their story and be there getting support in the moment. But the more research that I did about AA as an organization, it really aligns with what we kind of want to do with these events and joyful support, in that it's decentralized. It's about being in that moment. It's not about being right. It's not about going up the chain and all these different things. And something else that Sarah and I have talked about is our goal is for these to not necessarily be paid events at some point, but to be free, like, because we want this to be such an inclusive and supportive space. I just wanted to give people like this frame of reference of what, where we started, kind of how we've been making these decisions and joy circles, and how that kind of also informs where we want them to go in the future as well.
Life doesn't come with an instruction manual, but it should come with people who've got your back. That's the Joyful Support Village, where self-help meets community support. Get access to courses, worksheets, and step-by-step resources that can actually work for your real life. Join daily conversations where people share what's helping them. Connect in regular gatherings with experts and others in the trenches of life. It's where you can stop trying to figure out everything alone and start moving forward with support that fits you. It's free to start, and paid memberships begin at just $10 a month. Join us at village.joyfulsupportmovement.com to join. Give what you can, take what you need. See you in the village.
I want to take this tool and I want to give the audience an idea of how I see it spreading and being utilized. And then I want to circle back to the beginning and share the first time I used it with you. As far as spreading, yes, I was very clear at Joy Circle. I said, I'm not gatekeeping this. I encourage all of you to take this tool, share it with anyone you think you know would benefit. And I told people, I say, I do this tool sometimes 100 times a day when I'm having a tough day. So this tool can be done by yourself. It can be done with a friend. I do voice memos to Lacey all the time with my steps. And then it can be done in a circle. And then my dream is to teach other facilitators to do joy circles. I want these to be part of moms groups at libraries. I want them to be part of knitting circles. Like, I want it to be something that people utilize and spread, because it is such an easy universal tool that I think will have that beautiful joy ripple, which is what we're doing here. And then I want to go back to the beginning. Yes, when Lacey and I had our aha moments, Lacey brought the story aspect, which is so important in understanding where you are and taking a moment to just be honest about what's going on, even if it doesn't feel good. And then I brought the step. People who know me, I'm very step oriented. What is the next step is probably my most frequent sentence. What is the next step? And then we knew there needed to be that third element. And that's, we together came up with the joy element. And so I wanted to share the first time I used this, Lacey's dog had passed away. And I was sitting in my car. I remember it was raining. And I remember my heart hurt for you. And I thought, oh my gosh, what do I say? What do I say? What do I say? And then I was like, oh, this is exactly. And so I just invited Lacey and I said, would you like to do the steps? And you did. And I remember feeling, oh my gosh, I can show up as a friend and invite you to do the steps. And then by you doing them, it felt like it supported you. And then by me bearing witness, it just felt beautiful. So you tell me about your first time.
I do remember that very clearly, because I think that was an important moment for us. And I think it's important because when we talk about support, one of the things we talked about is that it's kind of like a hug. When you give a hug, you also get a hug. That was the first time I realized by you giving me support, you also got something out of it. And also now I was like, yeah, that's why it's called the practical hugs. When I give a hug, I also get a hug. Sorry, I just got really excited. Something that I've learned in my experience of being chronically ill is that people have wonderful intentions. They want to show up for you. They don't know how. And it was one of the first times that I thought, oh, this could be a really great thing for people to start with. Of, I don't know how to show up for you. I don't know what to say. So here, this is a thing that you can say to people like, hey, do you want to do the joyful support steps with me? Like, that, I think, was one of the most important things for me, is seeing that giving and receiving in real time and how much I got out of it. And it also gave me the opportunity, I told you, especially when we talk about that particular instance with Indy, like in my mind, so Indy, I wanted everyone to be very clear. Indy is very important. Was like my first baby. I had wanted a dog my entire life. Indy was my first dog and he was my soul dog. Being able to tell you our story, my story of why he was so important to me, it felt so good in that time because it didn't belittle that experience, right? I got to do that, but I also got to sit in a lot of the joys that came with it and not feel bad about feeling sad, but also not feel bad about celebrating those good parts of him. It all got to be there in one place. I didn't have to choose. I didn't have to have one or the other. It all got to exist at once. And that is something I'm not good at. So to have something that gives that space for all the good and the bad and whatever is happening, that has been really helpful for me.
Yes, I have so many different things I can say from that. One is, yes, growing up for me, what I observed a lot from the adults around me is things were either good or bad, happy or sad, like very dichotomy. And one of the tools that I've really enjoyed learning as an adult is that things can be two things at the same time, right? Like packing for a trip to Hawaii can be exciting and it can be overwhelming. Like it's okay for them to be both. And yes, like you said, I love that this tool brings everything together. And we've said over and over, and I will say this many more times, it's not about toxic positivity. We are never saying, find joy because we don't want to see your upsetness. We're saying joy is always there. We're bringing joy to the table. So whatever is going on with your story is valid 100%, but let's not forget joy still exists. So it's bringing that dichotomy. And then yes, the step is giving you that movement and that momentum.
Well, I'm a recovering perfectionist is one of the titles I give myself, but I haven't said this out loud. I'm a recovering toxic positivity person too. I have always naturally been positive. Like that is a skill that was wired into me and I'm so thankful for it. But I can look back at times where I was like, ooh, girl, you were just ignoring a bunch of stuff, weren't you? And that having something that allows that positive part of me to exist and the story exists. I think another thing that Sarah and I also want to be very cognizant of is like one of the problems that I have with self-help in general is that it comes along with this underlying belief or myth that you can change your circumstance and that if you just work hard enough, if you just let all the bad people go and do all the things that you're supposed to do, wake up at 5 a.m. and have a magical morning, whatever. If you do all those things, your life is going to get fixed. And it's not. We still live in an unequal society. There are so many different inequalities and outside forces, especially right now in our world, that are uncontrollable at the individual level. And we don't expect anyone to be able to change their life at an individual level because of this tool. But what we do know is that this tool can make it a little bit easier and a little bit better. It's not going to solve all your problems, but at least it can do something. And it's also not going to minimize the genuine crap that you have in your particular situation.
I just realized something as you said all that. You said you are a recovering toxic positivity. I'm a recovering chronic complainer. I actually had some conflict in relationships because I complained so much. And it was embedded in me, like computer programming. It was embedded in me. And I even knew it. And then it was like trying to change it. So I never realized we came at it from two very opposite ends of the spectrum. And it's funny because people now, especially if you follow me on Threads, like I'm all about joy and whimsy and being silly and playful. And sometimes I'll mention, you know, that this isn't who I was. Like I had to practice at this and people are like, what? No way. And it's, yeah, no. If you used to see me, I used to have a scowl on my face. I used to complain all the time. And when I say complain, I mean saying the same thing over and over. I don't mean sharing something difficult. Absolutely share something difficult. I would harp on the same things over and over without doing anything. So what I like about this is that step part, it gives you momentum and it Like, even if your step has nothing to do with the problem, it reminds me, like, what do I have control over? Can I put on some music? I have control over that. What can I do, even if I can't solve the thing that's upsetting me? And I think that was what I needed and what I like to share with others. Actually, if you live in my house, you've heard me say, you get to complain once. The second time you complain about the same thing, you're asking for a solution. Because I used to complain so much that now I'm like, I don't want to hear it more than once.
I feel like that's a good kind of winding down point. I know we talked about a little bit how we're becoming the practical hug, but joyful support steps are still one of our tools. We have kind of pulled the tools out of home management for everyone and that kind of stuff so they can be used in all different contexts of life. And we are currently building a new toolkit place to learn and do these things. And it's like the light of my life right now. I'm building an app. Don't worry about it. Anyway, this is something you're going to hear more from us here on No Shame in Our Game. It became very clear to Sarah and I that we want to make sure people recognize and have access to these tools. And we want to be there to help them do it and to do it together.
Yes, you're not alone. You're not. That was one of the biggest things from the Joy Circle, circling this back together, is everyone got to see that everyone else is going through something. And even though we couldn't fix each other's problems, okay, I'm not alone. Everyone's got something going on. And there was comfort in that.
Well, we do like to end No Shame in Our Game with a moment of gratitude. I have a really, really silly one.
Yeah, let's go for it.
I'm thankful for my hair. I'm grateful for my hair. For some reason, I have really nailed down my messy bun look to a place where I feel is very like Bridget Bardot, 90s Pam Anderson of like messy but adorable and like all those different things. And the past 3 days, it's just happened and I am feeling it because my hair has to be up because it's constantly being pulled on by a child. But I've got my bangs and I feel like it softens it. I don't leave the house, so it's just nice to feel like I'm not a complete mess. And that's what my hair has been doing.
It is adorable. I've never been able to do that with my hair. I am appreciating it. It's adorbs. Mine is a little bit of appreciating the joy to know the story first, which is I am entering my third week of debilitating back pain. I am taking steps to figure out what it is. So we're getting there. But so my joy is the sun is out. And I say that because it's making the world a difference with my mood. That's it. Like, the pain comes and goes and is there, but I look outside and I can see the sun and it's 2 freaking degrees. It's so freaking cold, but the sun is out and it feels good and I love it and it makes me smile. And thank you, sun. Please stick around because it's making a big difference. So that's mine. Sunshine.
As always, thank you, Sarah.
Thank you, Lacey.
Thanks for hanging out with us today. I hope this gave you a little bit of permission, a little bit of possibility, and maybe even a spark of, oh, I can try that. Remember, we're not looking for the right step, just your next step, and you don't have to figure it alone. We're in it together. If you do have a question for a future episode, whether it's about home management, budgeting, boundaries, gift getting, etiquette, whatever, literally anything, and you're not sure where to turn, submit it at joyfulsupportmovement.com/submit. And if you want more support like this, come join us in the Joyful Support Village. It's where the conversation continues, and you'll find a whole community of people navigating the messy middles of life right alongside you. We'll catch you next time. No shoulds, no shame, just possibilities.